Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How's my favorite person?
Oh, I'm well, Cindy. How are you, my dear?
Well, things are good. We have a little chaos with, you know, doing the show. It's always one thing or another, but I'm trying to stay calm.
Good.
What else can you do? You know. For the most part, a wonderful cast and crew, but you know, there's always one person or so. So we're not sure what we're doing with that one person yet. So we'll, you know, keep you posted. You know. Other than that, all is well. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what it's like, right? You know for sure. So, I mean, everything otherwise is perfect. So, we've had a lot of emails in the last 2 weeks about the show and thanking us for doing what we're doing, and that we have a lot of people that never call in but listen, and mostly we have a tremendous amount of listeners in the archives. I don't know if you know that. But
yeah,
they listen. And they say that they learn from it. And people say the show's very addictive. They like binge listen. Like they're new to it and they're like So who would ever thought we'd be something people would binge listen to? So I get a kick out of that, you know?
Yeah.
That they love listening to us and
That's
hearing
great.
How it's going. Of course it is.
Sometimes it's good to go. When you need a fill, especially if we take a night off or something, now you can go back and you can listen to some of the older stuff that may be missed. That's all
right. And it's great. And also, the miracle happened because remember I told you that the Blog Talk Radio was disappearing off my homepage of my and it was on the iPad but not the iPhone, blah blah blah. And you know, my wonderful webmaster Dave was just about ready to give up on the damn thing. And he's really good friends with TJ, and TJ went over there, and they just had me on the phone, and let's try it one more time, and they embedded it one more time, and it seemed to have worked. So I think it took all of our energy to somehow make it work. But, it's amazing how, with electronics, and you don't know why certain things work or don't work, so it's always a little bit of a frustration, you know,
yep.
But I couldn't believe it disappeared from my website. I was like, no, please, don't do that. But it seems to be holding him back. So, happy days, just when you think all is lost. Well, we do have a lot of listeners today. And
we do.
We might want to just jump right in there and do the first one. I know we haven't screened, but we haven't been hijacked in a long time. So that's always good.
Once was enough, and it was scarring.
Oh, I know. And I'll tell you something that happened to me today. When I was growing up, I don't know if you remembered Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. That was one of the scariest movies to me. Okay.
Yeah.
And my brother Gary, who recently died, always used to laugh at me because that movie used to scare the pants out of me. So today I'm ordering I always have these little baskets hanging with flowers, and I'm ordering the one basket and out comes flying five birds at me.
Get out.
Little birds, but they're all flying at me. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I scream, and I thought, oh, Gary, that is not funny. Really, it is not funny. So if you want to come visit me, don't give me a horror movie, please. You know? And I could just hear him laughing because I just got this feeling that was him. So, boy, that was one of those things, you know. The dead can be very funny, except I didn't find that so funny. And after it was over, it was pretty funny. But you have all these birds flying at me, like, in my face. And, you know,
oh my
not
goodness.
Funny. So
yeah,
I had
no,
my own little Alfred
all.
Hitchcock horror today. Mm-hmm. So that would be my
he
brother. He could be very funny and very teasing. So we have a 216 number. I don't have any clue where that is. So you might want to pick up the 8761. So
you
I don't
got
know where
it.
We're,
let's see
where in the world we're
going
to be. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's find out.
Hello?
8761.
Hello, you live and on the air. Where are you calling from and who are you?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so they must have something on your mind. So what's on your mind?
First of all, how y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing good, and thank you for calling us all the way from Ohio. We love that. And I hope you're warmer in Ohio than we are in New York today because we're a little chilly here.
I'll take the so.
Oh, good. So you are warmer than us.
Yeah.
So I think you've called in before, and sometimes it's about a woman that you call in about?
Yeah, that was a couple of months ago, yeah. Now I want to know, who do you see me meeting somebody this year?
Okay, good, because you've ended the relationship with that woman that you had called in about the last time. That's over with now?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because you're due for a soulmate, and it looks like really promising for this summer that you should be meeting someone. Are you doing anything to meet anybody, online dating or getting out there?
No, not purposely, no. I'm just going with the flow right now. When it comes, it comes. I'm not.
Okay, and do you have, going about your life, do you have the ability to meet people? Is it possible going about your life? Because some people, they just work and they can't meet anybody at work. So, I mean, it looks like you might have to do a little something to meet this person. So, get yourself out there this summer. But have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like? Do you have any idea of what you're looking for?
Yeah, I wrote it down and took a rose quartz and put it out with the full moon.
Wow. Well, you're serious about meeting someone then.
Yeah, whenever it happens, it's got to be this year, but long as it's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And, because I do see it coming. She looks like a lovely woman, by the way, hardworking and a person of her word. This woman looks like she's looking for serious commitment. Are you wanting serious commitment?
Yeah, as long as it's right, as long as she's not crazy or down to earth, level-headed, I'm down.
Okay, good, because we don't want to bring you a soulmate and then you decide you don't want to commit to this person. So I'm just telling you, you're doing your moonlight, rose quartz. This is serious here. So, if they bring it and you screw it up, you're not going to get another soulmate anytime soon. So be careful what you wish for, because what I see here is a woman who's going to want the whole Megillah, not just casual. So, maybe that's why it hasn't been brought quite yet, because, you have to be really ready, because this is the kind of love that's going to change your entire life. Are you ready for that life, James?
Oh, yeah, that would be change of pace. That would be something different for me, because usually I'm the one that might be going through something in life, and I can heal them a little bit. I can't do the whole thing, but is it going to be reasonable? Is she, not going to talk about 6 months, let's get married. Is it going to be
reasonable? No, but she's going to want from the beginning kind of commitment. you know, that, you know, you're exclusive with her and things like that. So if you're not ready for that yet, stop with the rose quartz and the moon, you know, in the full moon. okay. So, you know, let's see what happens. Call in again, but it does look like sometime during this summer. So, again, it is the real deal, so I hope you're ready for it.
All right. And, well, have to get ready. So.
Okay, you got to get ready. That's why you, good thing you called in, because, you know, I don't want you blowing this, because we don't get that many soulmates, you know, and this one is a wonderful woman, and just, you know, be ready for that commitment. And call in again and let us know when you meet her, because she's circling right near you, and I would be surprised if you didn't meet her this summer.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling into our show. I mean, you were an easy one to answer. I'm just a little afraid that the answer you kind of scared you. Oh, my God, it's going to change my life. It's the real deal.
Change my life. All right.
You know, Nicole, do you have anything to add to that? Because, you know, when, you know, people ask for something and, you know, the gods can punish us. They give us what we ask for. Well.
she gonna have any kids or?
It looks like, you know, she might have a child, and she's kind of, you know, she's really, you know, pretty grounded to this earth plane. She knows what she wants, and she's able to make a living and take care of herself. She doesn't need you to take care of her per se, but she does need a man who's going to call her his girlfriend and eventually fiance and probably wife. So, I think you're, you know, you're getting ready for that at this stage in your life. And if you're not, then, you know, they may keep her at bay for a while from you if you're not really ready for it. Well, thank you for sharing your story and calling again. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye. It's so funny when people, you know, they want love, and sometimes the universe wants to bring it, but then it's like, wow, am I ready or not ready? You know, it's like scary. And I noticed my daughter's listening, and she said, don't put me on the air. I'm just listening. Facebook's not working. So I crack up. I won't put you on the air. Don't worry. She's been very supportive of the play. She got me the Elvis costume that I need for the play. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was so thoughtful. Okay, Nicole, you seem to have screened someone, but then they disappeared. What happened with that? Nicole, are you there? I think something's going on with Blog Talk, because Nicole's not answering, and there were people that were screened here to talk to that have kind of disappeared. So let me see. Nicole, are you there? Okay, so we see. Let me see. I'm not hearing her, but I might just see what's going on. Oh, Shauna's saying that's having trouble with Facebook not loading. Oh, yeah, and it got disconnected. No, continue. They're trying to disconnect our whole show. That's very weird. Okay, because they did disconnect the host. Okay, that's Nicole. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can pick up somebody. I don't know what Blog Talk's doing right now, but I'm glad Shauna told me I had trouble with Facebook loading and this thing. Sometimes Blog Talk gives us trouble. Okay, let me see who's here. Okay, we have a 0073, and I'm going to pick up, and you're live and on the air, and I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. I don't know. We just lost our hostess, and they were just going to disconnect our show. So somehow, I don't know. I pushed a button, and we're saved. Okay, so
okay,
who are you? And I imagine you're calling from New York with the 646?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Perry.
Okay, and have you ever called into our show before?
Yes, I haven't talked to you, though, in about 6 months.
Okay, no, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
I talked to you a while ago.
All right, so can you just, like, tell us what you had kind of called in about then and what's going on now?
Oh, it was about my love life back then, but I'm putting that love life on hold because I'm just actually working trying to stay on my career path, going to school. So it's a few things. So the love life, it hasn't, as far as the love life predictions, I'm not ready because I'm still getting myself together.
Okay, good. And I love that because there is a point where women have to stand on their own 2 feet without a man, emotionally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually. And then the prince will come. So, you know, it's you've learned your lessons that you need to learn right now. And that's like, let me be happy with me and get my life together. And then the love life will follow. So I'm glad that you're, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Career-wise, you know, there looks like there could be some changes, some very good changes. And are you ready for them?
Yeah, I have to. Yes, yes.
Good. And, you know, ask us, you know, ask your questions, what you're calling it. You have very good, you have a very good alignment of cards for the upcoming year from now until a year from now. So I'm actually happy to see your cards. And money looks very good. And there is the Ace of Pentacles, which is a new source of money as well. So if you're really focusing on your career, that's what's manifesting in these cards is your career. So if you have any specific questions, go ahead and ask them.
Yes. Okay. So this is my question. Okay. So I applied for grad school, and I received a follow-up letter asking for one additional document. I sent. We were able to get that out to the school last week. However, I keep hearing like this squeaky sound. You know, like how wheels turn; they become kind of squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps stopping. So I'm thinking. I don't know what it means.
Okay, you're hearing wheels turning where? In your head?
Yeah, like wheels turning. You know how like the train is going, but the wheels are turning.
Right.
And it sounds kind of squeaky, like an oily, like a squeaky sound.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means. Do you pick up on anything on that?
Okay, it looks to me more like your career, like your school is chugging along at a slow pace, but it's going to go where you want it to go. You know, it's not a bad omen, okay? It's just a little bit slow. That you did need that one piece of paper. It looks like they're evaluating you, and things actually look good on the grad school. So that's important. I'm glad you're focusing on that. It's important. But again, you're hearing a train going forward, okay? You know, like.
Yes.
But it's a little squeaky and a little slow, okay? You know, you didn't hear a jet plane, you know, or a rocket ship. Okay, it's a little slower. You reminded me of my dream last night. I dreamed that a boat was flying in the air and then was crashing down, except it didn't hurt anybody. So I thought that was a weird dream. Why is a boat flying in the air? I don't know. But sometimes we get these little messages and through our dreams or whatever, and I haven't quite interpreted mine as yet, but with yours, it looks really good. And, you know, what do you want to study in grad school?
Oh, I want to study entertainment law, music business.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, if they accept me, I would. But it's like I've been applying to the school for a while, so... If they accept me, I'm grateful to the opportunity. If not, I'm going to do other things. But I really, truly wanted to go to this particular school.
Okay, and also I like the way, you know, the train also, in hearing that, you know, you're being divinely guided and you'll be on the right path that you're supposed to be going on. So, and money looks really lucrative in the future, like really good.
Really?
And the Ace of Pentacle cards is a new career. So I'm glad you are thinking of new career because that's certainly showing. And your love life is kind of linked to your new career and your changes. So kind of just go on the same path. There's nothing bad in your cards. You actually have extremely good cards in the future.
Yeah, I don't want anything bad.
No, but I don't say there's nothing here bad, okay? I mean, plenty of times I do see very bad cards on people. On the radio show, I might tone it down a bit because it's what I might do there, but I would have to point out there's like lots of negatives, and sometimes I haven't toned it down so much. But you have really good cards. And what I did get a little card on the grad school is they were playing a little not fair with you. I mean, like it's almost like, you know, it's so hard with schools nowadays because, you know, sometimes it's, you know, people getting in that shouldn't, or there's things that, you know, they want to see. And it's also because too many people are applying to too many schools. I think it was Harvard that got 45,000 applications. And, you know, people are just applying, so they don't even know how to put people in because they don't know if some of these people, the school isn't their first choice. but and they may like 20,000, they don't even want to go there really. But by the time you go through all the people that are applying, it's astronomical numbers of people applying for every spot. And it's really making it as a like a psychic hard for me to even see where people go, because I go, look, there's just too much. I mean, you know, your kid could get in there, but there's like, you know, 40,000 other people that applied too. And they that have a little bit better grades, but out of that 40,000, you know, 39,000 don't even want to go there. But if they don't get in the schools they want to go to, then they're going to go there. But it's so stupid. I mean, I just can't believe how much people are applying. It's like I've never, you know, there used to be a limit to how many schools you could apply to because your parents would only give you so much money, you know, so you could play three. Not like, you know, I have clients that have applied to 1,000 schools. You've got to be kidding me. 1,000 schools, that's insane. So, but with you, that's why I'm seeing a little bit of that, that they might have been waiting to see if some people were going to come that had applied for it. So that might be a little bit of the slow moving here. But
okay,
it does look very promising for you. And we love when women call in with their career questions and they're switching careers and getting more education. That's wonderful. Because career was actually supposed to be your number one goal coming back to Earth. You know, you wanted
that
to be able to.
That is my number one goal, yep.
And
that's my number one goal.
And women who that's their number one goal is because in their past lives, they've probably should have divorced but never did. You know, had arranged marriages and couldn't leave, couldn't support themselves. So this time when God lets certain people down on Earth, the agreement for women is career will be your number one goal. So you won't run a prostitute archetype, which means you won't stay with a man for money. You won't sell your soul for money. And so your career, like, there's no way this career isn't a driving force for you. But, you know, God also knows your second goal was love. So, you know, it's all kind of linked together. So let's get your career totally going, and then your love life's going to follow closely. But you have very interesting cards, like nothing bad, just like lots of good, like good things here. It's actually a pleasant alignment. I've had some really hard readings today, by the way, and with the alignment of cards were horrible. So it's a pleasure to read you today. It's a pleasure. Because I'm under obligation to deliver the negatives as well as the positives. But trust that your career, because it was your number one goal, you're very divinely guided, and God will kind of put you where you belong.
Yes, he did. You are right. And when would be a good time for me to start looking for a new job?
That looks like when you get the Ace of Pentacles, it's kind of sooner than later, please.
Okay.
It's sort of a signal that you've outgrown where you are. And it's time to make a change. And you might want to do it before you start grad school, too, because starting grad school and doing a career change is too much at once. So you kind of want to just put some resumes out, because it looks like there's a really good job for you floating right nearby. So put it out there. Get out there. Remember, older souls get very bored once they've mastered a job. They tend to want to move on. It's a part of our... And we like the devil, we know, so that keeps us trapped too long in a job. But once an older soul has mastered, they want to move on because they know that you take with you to the other side the knowledge you've acquired and lessons you've learned and all of that. So we just want to acquire a lot of knowledge. But there's a little bit of you've kind of been too long in the job you're in. So moving forward would be important. It's a little bit too long. You know it and I know it.
Yes,
you know it and I know it.
You were right.
So do us a favor and call in when you get this new job and let us know what happens with the grad school. But know that God definitely knows career is your number one goal.
Okay, I will be working on that. I think I'm going to actually stop by that grad school tomorrow just to show my face and just to confirm that all the paperwork
I would think
has
so,
been received.
Because sometimes it's you seeing you that might make the difference. You know, there's a lot of people that get into grad schools or good schools because their essays are good, not because their grades are so good. Or like you going there would be good. Show them who you are.
Okay, I'm going there tomorrow. Sounds great. I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Well, keep us posted. We love it. It's like a soap opera here, the continuing saga.
Okay.
Good night for now. We'll try to get another caller in or two. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, we have Diana. Okay, you're back. But
yes, Diana.
Is that
I'm
you?
Back.
But how come you're under? Okay, oh, there you are. You know, did you just, like, get bumped off of the show?
Well, what happened was I was actually screening somebody, and you saw that I screened somebody, and she said we had a bad connection. So I said, okay, I said, I'm sorry about that or whatever. I'll put you in the calling queue, and it was fine. And then I was trying to comment on the last call. Freaked out about not the last call that you just did about the grad school.
But
the gentleman
but the man
before
who freaked
that
out when soulmate love was coming.
Yes, you asked me
in the moonlight.
Yeah, I thought that it was that like it was because I kept trying to say something and I was coming, and so you just kept on talking like I wasn't saying anything. I'm like, I don't think they could hear me. And then when he hung up, that's when you were like, are you there? Okay, Nicole's gone. And then I tried to go through, you know, our studio, and I was like, I'm here, but you still couldn't hear me. So I wound up then getting disconnected altogether, and then after I got disconnected altogether, I kept calling back in, and it kept, you know, we have to put in pins so that they know that we're legitimately, you know, hosting a show. And it wouldn't accept the pin. It kept telling me that my pin was not the pin that was on file. Meanwhile, I'm reading it off of the screen. So it is the pin that's on file, but it wouldn't accept it. So finally, after calling back about 8 or 9 times, it accepted the pin, and I was able to reconnect.
I know. It seems to be with Blog Talk Radio. If you do it enough times, it works. It doesn't
work.
I
think it's like certain phone lines. You have to get that right in order for it to accept.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm back.
Okay,
hopefully
well,
I'm
glad.
Okay,
good. Now, you did screen someone. Let's hear a little bit about her.
Yes, so we've got Diana, and Diana actually has a mixed career / personal life question, Cindy. So basically, you know, I guess she's in the market for a new career because she keeps getting a lot of rejections, and she's not exactly sure why she's getting those rejections. So she wants to know what's happening on that front. But in addition to that, she's getting rejected in her personal life. You guys throw right into outside of that realm.
Okay, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, Nicole, so I don't know if you've moved somewhere. Okay. You're very much breaking up, so I'm not sure if you're in a bad zone with your phone. It's a little bit breaking up. But, okay, I pretty much got it that she's got career rejections and some friendship rejections. That doesn't sound good, so... I'm going to see if I can get her. Hi, Diana. It's Cindy, and you're live and on the air, so share your story with us.
Hi, ladies. Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you very well. Okay, so is it you're getting rejections from the jobs you're applying to? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I'm in tech and technology. So
okay,
I'm
but,
getting...
I mean, are you at least getting responses? I mean, I'm just curious, are you actually getting a real rejection?
Yeah.
We don't hear about that. We just hear ghosting, like you put out your stuff and you never hear it again. You go on 5 interviews and you never hear again. So at least you're getting...
I get emails back. I get messages
okay,
back.
Okay, well, I'm just impressed because that's a higher level of rejection from jobs, okay? Like, you must be really, really talented to get a response back, okay? It does look like you're supposed to be this time getting a job that you're going to stay for a while. So sometimes when you're getting rejections, don't think that it's a bad thing. You know, you are also an older soul, and you'll tend to stay too long in your job, even if you don't like it. So you got a lot of the career cards here. You'll be learning a little something, but make very good money. So it's not tomorrow. It's not showing up like you're getting a job tomorrow, but it should be in the next few months you're going to get a job. So, and it looks really promising on you. Now, are you getting rejections from your resume or after the interviews or both?
Mostly resume. I don't even get to the interview part. I only got for fellowship I tried for. I got an interview. I got to the second round, but they just rejected me.
Okay.
They're like, thank you.
Okay, and where are you finding these jobs, like on Indeed and things like that?
LinkedIn, mostly.
LinkedIn, okay. Remember, you know, the problem with LinkedIn and those things is that there's a million people applying. So you might want to try, because you're in IT, you said the tech side, I mean, you might want to just look on websites of companies you would like to work for, because most jobs are not listed anywhere. The ones that are listed are just the few that are actually out there. And you might want to look at companies you might want to work for and look at the human resources page, or see if jobs are not listed directly on the website, what they want, because you have better odds with that too. If you're only doing LinkedIn, you're going to get a lot of rejections. And don't take it personally. There's just a million people applying for each job. So you might want to and is there any other way your industry can, any other place where they post these jobs besides LinkedIn?
Well, the way I found my current job was actually through Craigslist, as strange as
okay.
that may sound.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Maybe you haven't looked at Indeed at all, because I know Indeed goes into a lot of slush pile, and you'll get a lot of ghosting with it. But you might want to expand your job hunting, not just from that. Because
I used to try Indeed, but it never worked out like in the past. I could try again now.
But did you always get
into
like no answers in slush pile?
Yeah, in the past. Yeah, so I didn't have a good experience with Indeed in the past. I haven't tried this time around.
Well, you might want to try a little bit there, LinkedIn, but there's definitely a very good job showing up there. I mean, good money too. So it's hard because the way, you know, we're talking about, you know, everything seems because of computers. People can just easily apply to everything. In other words, it used to be really hard to apply for a job. You had to type up your letter and, you know, mail it, put a resume in, get good stationery, go to the mailbox. So you didn't do a million a day. With this, it's a push of a button. So even if a person's not that interested in the job, they'll just put a resume to see what happens. So it's like a lot of that going on. So, again, looking in places that, you know, I remember, like, when I was looking at ABC's website for something, I was surprised that there were jobs listed for ABC. So you might even want to look at, like, ABC or NBC, you know, wherever they might need tech people or IT, whatever you do, because everybody kind of needs you. You might want to just look at those other, like, and look at, like, and where do you live?
I'm in Manhattan.
Okay. Look on, like, you know, places that are high, that are in your area where you live, and just see if you can't go to their website, because there are a lot of jobs that are never listed. And you might, and you'll be surprised if it just kind of pops up on the website. Wow, this is what I'm looking for. You know, you have a unique skill in it. It does look like a very good job. Are you doing anything temp? Are you temping at all now?
No, I'm full-time, actually. I'm working full-time.
Oh, you're working full-time. You just want to get out of that job.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm not getting paid very well. That's
I can see. If you got it on Craigslist, you're not being paid well. Okay, the best-paying job there, it's the oldest profession in the world, and I don't think you want to do that one. That's the best-paying job on Craigslist. You know, not something like that. But it was, you did get it, and, you know, it's easier to find a job when you do have a job, because at least it's, you know, you're not, you know, freaking out. But put it in your mind you want to get another job. Now, what's going on with your friendship?
Not necessarily friendship. Is that I meet a lot of men. Like, I'm an attractive person, and I get that. But it's just that the men I meet, I'm not attracted to. I don't know if I'm just putting that energy out, like, okay, let's get this guy to, you know, I mean, yeah, the personality I know matters. It's not so much the physical appearance, but to me at times it's just, it frustrates me, like, to meet someone that I'm not attracted to in that way.
Boy, I have an echo on my end here. Is it, I'm wondering if people hear the echo. Do you hear an echo coming out of my phone? Or it's just me hearing the echo. I don't know. It's probably maybe just on my end. Boys, today we're filled with glitches on the show. Okay, but, you know, do you only, like, wait till men approach you, or do you ever go up to the ones that you're interested in? Because if you're only letting the men come up to you, it'll be their choice, not yours. Do you approach men that you might be interested in?
Not really.
Okay, so then does it make sense that you're only going to get men, if you're only going to settle for the men who are coming near you, then they're picking you. You're not picking them. I think my daughter Shauna does my Why Good People page a lot, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. And she did post something how women who approach men have much better odds of getting happier relationships because you're actually picking someone who you know you're attracted to or is your type or, you know, that you're going after. So you – and remember, everything you're doing is a little passive. The way your job hunting is a little passive, the way you're finding love is a little passive. How about we be a little more like, okay, I see a guy over there and he's kind of cute and he's looking a bit over here and I'm going to go talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, because again, if you're only going to go with the men who pick you, then you're not going to ever get the men that you really want. So if you see something you like, don't be so shy and go after it. I really don't know what's happened in the 21st century. Women seem to have gotten very passive about that, which is kind of odd. I mean, I guess on dating apps, you can be the one that swipes. So I guess that's where you might do it. But
I'm afraid of dating.
And I don't blame
dating
you.
Again.
I don't blame you. I'm not a huge fan of it.
I don't want to go back on that.
Okay, I'm not a huge fan of it. So, but, I mean, that's where you got some power to swipe, okay? So why don't you just take that power to swipe in life? Like, oh, I see that guy and he's looked over at me. Let me go over and talk to him. And don't be afraid to go after what maybe you want, and don't just passively wait for the men to come to you. And, you know, like you said, you're attractive, and a lot of times men will come up to you just because they're drawn to you physically, and, you know, they may not be your type, and, you know, because love is in here. And, again, we probably say it at least once every other show. When you're looking for a new job and you're looking for love, the two are usually linked together. Which means you could, when you get this new job, you'll meet some new people, make some new friends. And it's through those people at work or at work that you'll meet this person. So if it's taking a little longer to find a good job, it's because maybe it's all linked. Maybe your job is where you're going to find your love. So, and again, it is kind of frustrating applying for work nowadays. I don't envy anybody. I've worked for myself for the last 40 years, so I don't know what it is to have to apply for a job. But from what people are telling me, it's awful. And again, it's just sort of because of the computer world, it makes it harder. But your cards are showing actually a new job, and it's, I say, a month or two or three down the line. And, you know, the love life will follow suit as well. But could you go out of your comfort zone a little bit with guys? Are you a little shy when you're with guys?
If they're attractive, yeah. I guess shy.
Okay. Now, it's funny. We're only shy near people we like or attracted to. We're never shy because we don't care if they reject us if we don't like them. But, you know, you can imagine that it's not working for you because then, you know, the guy might be interested in you or, you know, some guys are shy too. So a shy guy might not approach you, but he might be the right one for you. So, you know, what you've been doing so far in the dating world hasn't worked. So let's try something different. And you know, the worst thing they could do is reject you or tell you, get out of my face or whatever, which I doubt they would do. But I mean, that would already tell you this is not a nice person, okay?
Yeah.
So because you don't want to be so passive. Women don't want to be so passive anymore. And you know, nothing is bad in your cards. You actually have, you know, the job is coming here. But try to be a little more proactive with the job hunting. I mean, you are in Manhattan. Do you tell other people that you know that you're looking for work too?
Yeah, they pretty much have an idea that I'm looking for work.
Okay, good. You know, put it all out there. But there is, you know, a good change and a good job here. And the one at Craigslist was just that job God gave you so you'd stop whining, I need work. That was like, okay. She's been bitching that she needs this work and we can't listen to her anymore. We got bigger problems up here. Just give her a job. It's not very good, but she'll shut the hell up for a while and find something else. So put it out to God. I don't just want a job. I want a good job where I feel like I'm, you know, doing what I want to be doing and meeting nice people and working in a nice place. Because you could see if you're just saying, give me a good job, God will give you one, but it isn't very good. And the pay is not very good. You know? So be a little specific there, okay? And again, sometimes when we bitch too much, it's like, oh, God, I got to get a job, and we have no patience, oh, God will bring us one. But after a while, we'll wish we didn't have that one. So good luck to you, and call in again. Let us know what happens, especially as you manifest this job. And, you know, good luck in your job searching. I don't envy anybody that has to go job hunting. Really, I don't. I don't. You know, and keep us posted, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All
okay,
right.
Now I've gotten a message from my wonderful producer that picked this up. The host line won't connect me. I think it's Jennifer here, but I'm not sure. Oh, okay. You can see what is this today, the glitch day? Okay. Good thing I just know how to roll with the punches here. Okay. Here we are. Hi, it's 3924. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole.
Is this Jennifer?
Yes. She was right.
Okay, because Nicole kind of figured it out. So, Jennifer, what's happening in your world? Because you're always filled with interesting things, and we love when you call in.
Oh, my life is just so interesting. I am now out of another job, so I was wondering if the cards have any sort of arrows in which direction I should be going.
Okay, so you did get a new job. Okay. And,
I got a new one, and then it was a contract, and it ended.
Okay, so now you need another job.
Yes.
Oh, it's interesting how we've been having everybody with, you know, career tonight. I find that interesting. Okay, we get like a theme going on here. Okay, your connection's a little like fuzzy sounding. Are you like in a bad connecting zone?
I don't think so. I'm in my house, and I think it's on your end, or maybe it has something to do with Nicole not being able to pick it up.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, because you know what? It sounds like you're in the ocean. Like I hear ocean waves. Okay.
Well, what's
all right.
Right.
I'll just deal with that. Okay. Now, it looks like you know, there's a job here for you, but it's kind of a little bit of a change in a little bit different than what you've been doing. Are you looking for something a little different than what you've been doing?
I'm looking. I've got two interviews coming up. One's sort of law enforcement related, and so I would be an officer, and the other one is kind of more admin, but they're both government.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, you look like you have a very good chance of getting the one in law enforcement. Is that the one you really want, the one in law enforcement?
I think it would be more challenging for me.
Okay.
And
are you ready for a challenge?
I'm ready for a challenge. You have to go away to camp for 4 months, and I'm looking at that as like one of those fat firm kind of things where they make you run every day. I'll be so fit at the end. Who needs to be on the Biggest Loser?
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that looks really, really, really good. And what about your kids when you're away for 4 months? How's that going to be?
Well, one of my friends just got separated, and he needs a place to stay with his son for a while, and he agreed that he could stay here and they could call him mom, but only for 4 months.
Okay, so you got that covered. Okay, I like that. And I got the justice card, which is the law enforcement card here. So, you know, that looks great there for you. And it looks more like whatever job you get, whether it's this one or the other one, it looks like this will be a more permanent thing for you, not getting another job again a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you getting tired of like all of, you know, switching jobs so much? Because this one looks a little more like long term.
It's funny because when I started out working like a million years ago, I was a temp. And I kind of didn't mind it because when you didn't like the job, you knew when it was over. And now I'm back in a position where I feel like I'm a temp again, but not really. Now, the other job, yeah, they said it's only a 3 to 6 month contract, but they usually roll them over. But the other one would be if I could make it through the training and the interviews. I've passed the first set of interviews. Then it would be a career for the rest of my life.
Yep. And that's what I'm seeing here, like,
mm-hmm.
And since you've been like kind of a rolling stone all the time, will you be happy with one job for a while? Because this one looks like if you get it, I mean, even if you don't love it, it looks like the perks, the benefits and all of that might, you know, be too tempting for you to leave, you know, so it does look more like, this does look more like a permanent kind of a job. And it looks good.
Excellent.
Looks like you'll like it. And now there's a little bit about a love life showing up here. Would you like one of those too?
Oh, sure. Bring it on.
Okay, because it's funny here because all three women have the same thing. They need another job. They need love. I mean, I can't believe we couldn't. It's almost like we picked all these three callers, which we didn't. You know, like we didn't have a clue. But it'll give you a little time, you know, being away from your children and everything. Do you have any time to come home in that 4 months at all?
Yeah, they do. Once a month they send you back. I don't know. It's for a few days. So once a month you come back for a few days and – So it's not, they'll be in school anyway, so.
But it's also, it's a little time for you to have just for you, you know, in between
mm-hmm.
where you think about you and what you need and what you want. The
mm-hmm.
man that's moving in, is he just a friend or is he more?
No, he's just a friend.
Good. So he's not at all like a romantic interest.
No. And he's very funny and my kids will like that.
Okay, good, because you do have love coming up here, too. You're, you
mm-hmm.
actually have very good cards. A little bit anxiety here. Are you nervous about all these changes?
I'm nervous about, I feel like I'm at a crossroads and that I need to make decisions regarding my love life, but I feel like I don't want to, it's hard to say. I feel like I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, like, shooting myself in the foot if I don't change, or do I want to spend the rest of my life in the same situation? I don't know.
Right. And, you know, just take it one day at a time a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing bad in your cards. It actually looks very good. I mean, I'm not seeing anything bad. I'm just, you
mm-hmm.
know, the job change looks like it's a big, big change for you, though. Like, if you don't want a permanent job forever, the universe may hand you over the other one that's 6 months if you're happier with just doing 6 months at a time and renewing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of more the universe is almost asking, what do you want? Do you want something that's going to be a job for like the rest of your career?
That's a tough question.
I know, it's a tough question, because it's going to be hard, because this job looks like there's a pension involved and stuff. It
mm-hmm.
looks like a hard job for you to walk away from, even if you don't love it,
mm-hmm.
due to the nature of, you know, the security. So, you know, it does look like you would like it. It's pretty challenging. It does look like there's enough variety to keep you from being bored
mm-hmm.
and, keep you on your toes. But
mm-hmm.
again, if you take it and you don't love it, then you know you won't stay forever. That'll just be you. You know.
All right.
You know, New York City always have very interesting cards, because it's, you know, and you always have change. You know, you have more change than anybody. It's always things happening and changing. And I'm really happy about the change that might be love wise for you. I mean, your children do need to see a better version of love than what they've seen. So
mm-hmm.
letting that love in is important.
Okay, can I ask this? And I know I've monopolized a lot of your time. But
that's okay.
I feel like their dad's going off the deep end. There's some stuff he did on the weekend. Okay. And so the 4 months, I'm sort of wary about it, but my oldest is like an adult. So he can keep an eye on things, but is there any chance that he may go full off the deep end while I'm gone, if I go?
Okay, well, that's why it's good you have a man in your house, okay,
because
mm-hmm. that might keep him in control. Now, going off the
mm-hmm.
deep end, do you mean how, with your kids? Or
he's just making accusations against them. He's not, like, I'll have them for the weekend and he won't be home the whole weekend, and then get mad at them for things that aren't their fault.
Well, we know he's a supreme narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
And with you not being there, he could the more abusive of them, except the children will come home and tell the man that's living in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure he's going to be very quiet about it if he hears what's going on.
He's very defensive about kids, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. So he may just be the one that needs to say a few things to your husband that lets him know this is not acceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that might keep him in line. It just looks like your husband, what I can see, is really unhappy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Really unhappy. And when he's unhappy, and this is in a scenario we go over with a lot of people, and when he mentioned it to one person today, that when people are unhappy, they tend to take it out on others, and narcissists can be very abusive. And, you know, if your children are going there all weekend and he's not there, what's the point in them going there?
I agree.
Have you discussed that with him?
Well, I do, and he gets very defensive about it. And also, I went to the bank today, and they said, oh, do you ever get, and I used to work there, and they said, do you ever get to see your kids because he's got full custody? I said, he doesn't have full custody. So he's telling people around town that I never see my kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's known for making up his stories. We know that.
Yeah.
You know, he just make up stories. You know, people will believe him.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks to me that, you know, it's almost time to have a talk with him. I don't envy you having to have one.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe mention to him, because if the kids are telling you about this, they kind of need something to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know he'll blow up on you probably, but, you know, it's only going to escalate and get worse unless something, you know, something gives here. So,
do you see any happiness in his future?
Any happiness in his future?
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice if God gave him some happiness, because then he might leave everybody alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pray for that. I mean, he seems to be, you know, one of your children seems to be getting the brunt of him. Do you know which one that is?
The best, like the one who he told him, he was texted him, told him he was ungrateful. This is a kid who thanks me for dinner when I make it for him. Like, he's the most grateful kid in the whole entire universe. And he spelled ungrateful wrong, by the way. Ungrateful.
Did he spell it G-R-E-A-T?
Yes.
Because your kid is really great. He's not ungrateful. He's really great. And the universe made sure you know that this is a great kid, okay? You know, so I'm laughing at that. And, yeah, well, it's sad because that child is a good to a fault child.
Absolutely.
Really good kid, and that's the kind of child that can get abused a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll really take it to heart.
I know.
You know, I mean, you can't, you know, a narcissistic kid won't even care what you say. They'll be like, oh, yeah, shut up. But,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, have you let your son know that it's not him?
Yes, absolutely.
That it's his father? And
I don't say that.
You know, but it does look like it's going to start escalating if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, just maybe, you know, talk a little bit about it, but also, you know, tell your son to let it roll off of him a bit, because this man's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely isn't a nice person.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. And, you know, it's sad, because, you know, your son is a good kid and doesn't deserve that at all.
No, not mine. Yeah, no.
But I wouldn't
have
it stop you from getting your job, because you need to get that. But, you know, I'm just concerned that the man that's going to be living in the house, if your son comes home and says much, this man is not going to, you know, say nothing, you know, to your husband, to your ex. He's going to say something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he will. And he's got his son, too, and his son's, like, a little bit older than my two youngest, but a little bit younger than my oldest. So it's not like it's just him, it'll be his son, who's a pretty strong-willed as well. So, and,
wow.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'll call you.
And, It's always hard when, you know, it's hard to be divorced, and it's hard. You don't want to get too in the middle. But, you know, your son isn't exaggerating about it, because what I could see here is, you know, if anything, he's underestimating what his father's doing or just kind of minimizing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, at least they have one good parent, right?
No. For sure. For sure. We love you, Jennifer. And, you know, yeah, I'm just sorry that you have to go through all this. But what's going to happen is those kids aren't going to want anything to do with him when they get older if he's not careful.
Yeah, that's exactly. It'll be his loss, too, because they're great.
Oh, well, that's really nice to hear that they're great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that you called in. Will you let us know what job you get? Because, of course, everybody wants to know, you know, the continuing saga. Do people get their jobs? Do they get their dream job? The training looks difficult, by the way, in the law enforcement. So be prepared.
Yeah.
Remember you said if I get through it, it looks hard.
Yeah. From what I heard, there are certain things that are very, very – I've been training already for it, so – because there's a physical part, too, that I have to get through. So I've been going to the gym, running, doing lifting weights, doing all this. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it looks like the physical part is hard, but there's some other parts of it that look even harder. So you need a kind of a tough skin for this.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's things that you don't even want to know about that I'd have to do.
Oh, yeah. I could see it here. I was like, well, I wouldn't want to be doing that training. That's what I said. You know, not for me. I wouldn't last a minute. I'd be going, look, I'm going home, you know. And also because, you're going to find some of the men maybe giving you a harder time. Just so.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, I think maybe some of the women will be giving me a heart. Like, the younger women will probably be tough.
Yeah, and just, you know, just yes them to death and get through it. Look, your ex gave you a whole lot of experience in yesing people to death, okay? Okay. bring that with you, and you'll be fine. Okay. And I'm so glad you called in, and you know, we kind of – began and ended on career things, so I guess that's what's in the air now, huh? You know?
Yeah. Well, good luck with your play.
No, well, thank you so much, and it's always harder than you think when you have to do it all, so okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you for that, you know.
Welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we're just going to try to sum up the day, and good
all
luck
right,
to you in your new job ventures. Good night.
Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Nicole. Take care. Bye.
Now, Nicole, are you able to hear me? Because I don't even know if Nicole is able to hear me at all, because it's been one of those shows where it's basically been a little bit difficult because of all the technical difficulties. But I want to thank Nicole because I know she's still there. It's hard when you're the host and you can't even, say anything. Well, we'll all be seeing you next week and talking to you next week. And thank you for calling in and listening. And don't be afraid if you ever want to call in. I know a lot of our listeners just listen, but if you ever want to talk to us, we're here. Thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you for all your help. To all of our mothers out there, have a wonderful Mother's Day. Okay, happy Mother's Day to all of you. And good night for now, and we'll speak next week. Thank you, Nicole.